Inhale. Lift up on the diaphragm. Open your heart. Open your heart chakra. Breathe. Let your heart extend to the whole world, the air element. Connect your breath with the air on the planet and send your love to the whole planet. And exhale all the way down to your feet, connecting with the center of the earth, Mother Earth, Gaia, the crystalline core of the earth. And with your love, feel that you're vibrating the crystalline core of planet Earth, Gaia, Mother Earth, filling the earth with love, abundance, prosperity, and purity. And bring the breath up through your feet and through your legs, back to your heart, up to your crown, and letting it go like a fountain. Thank you, everybody, and welcome to Shakti Activation Conference Call, June 26, 2012. We are living in very exciting and pivotal times, and that is why that we are gathering on these calls, people all over the world, actually, to align with the frequencies that we are bringing through, that we are part of bringing through these new energies of love and light and tolerance and beauty and blessings in alignment with the higher frequencies, the ascension of Mother Earth at this time. And if you said a minute ago, by knowing what's happening with the astrology, with the frequency of the planets that are sending us messages, we can also know what energies we're working with. So we're all working together in to create a beautiful, beautiful whole, a beautiful hologram of beauty and love that we can all live in beyond the third dimension. So we're still in the third dimension. We're just adding some new dimensions, some new frequencies, some new possibilities. And we also, these calls are directed energetically and infused with the energy of Yogi Bhajan, who is our master teacher, and he brings all kinds of beings that come and really. And if somebody has a phone ringing, could you star 6? So somebody can start, people can star 6 so we don't get, good, okay, that's better. So what Yogi Bhajan said when he was alive, if you don't feel me after I'm gone, you didn't get me, you didn't understand me, you didn't connect with me when I was here. So we are all still feeling the guidance and presence of the Master, and these calls are in addition to the information that we work with, the astrological information that we work with. It's important, as we started out with these calls, to breathe into your heart and open and expand your heart and allow yourself to receive the divine blessings, the divine transmissions from Yogi Bhajan and the Ascended Masters and Beings that are here with us today, so that we can up-level our frequency in alignment with the divine frequencies. So these calls are also a gift from the Masters to have an opportunity to receive their transmissions of purity and love and light. So we're very happy to have everyone on the call and to have Yogi Bhajan and the Masters with us on the calls and with us today. So we're going to jump right into the astrology. We are living in a very pivotal, exciting, exhilarating, challenging, frustrating, questioning, unknown time period in which what each of us contributes to this time is really important. Who you are with your thoughts, with your breath, with your heart, What you contribute with your love and with your heart is very pivotal and important to this time that we're living in now. So, whoever has a phone ringing, if you could star 6, I don't know why that's not. At the alignment of the planets, and we experience the planets as messengers that give us certain information, and then when we know what's happening, we can align with this information and make sense of what's happening in the world around us and know how to work with the energies with our meditations, with our students, with our clients, with our friends, with the world around us. And as we learn how to work with these energies, how we learn how to move forward in this great time of change on the planet, we are learning how to become the next masters, the next ascended masters. So on these calls, we talk about what energies we're working with and then how, as ascended masters, how the ascended masters work with energies that we live in the world in which we live. So this is, these calls are also ascended mastery training calls. So we go over specific information how to move forward in the world of form from a higher dimensional point of view. So I'm going to jump right into the astrology. During this pivotal time, we have, between 2012 and 2015, we have a very important astrological configuration, which is a Uranus-Pluto square. There's going to be 7 of these squares during these next 3 years, and this, when this astrological configuration has happened on other times in the planet, it has created a great change. These are evolutionary, revolutionary configurations. So right now, as of the first Uranus-Pluto square, which was 2 days ago, June 24th, 2012, we have just begun the early stages of a great renaissance. So whoever's coughing, if you could star 6, that'd be great. Thank you. So we are just at the beginning stages. We've been preparing and preparing, but now we've got the planet really taking us, quantum leaping us forward to the next level, to the next evolutionary level. So it's, evolution is not necessarily an easy process. It may be frustrating. It may be difficult to focus on your breath. It may be difficult to keep your heart open. It may be difficult to see some of the things that are happening on the planet. But this is our chance to really stay focused on opening up our hearts and being in that vibration of love and holding that frequency into which the planet is evolving. So what we're experiencing in during this revolutionary, evolutionary struggle could be compared to a baby bird breaking its shell. We're coming out of this whole shell of the Piscean age, the last 2,000 years, the patriarchy, domination culture, destruction of the planet. We're moving into a whole new way of being. During this, 500 years ago, we had the same configuration, and 500 years ago, we had the Renaissance in medieval times. And what was learned in the Renaissance was that beauty and art feed the human soul, feed the human yearning, feed the human spirit. So that was what opened up when we had this last Uranus-Pluto square. So what we're going to be learning now, the power of this square now, what to meditate on now, what to feel now, is what the planet, and this is a planetary influence, because this is going to influence everyone on the planet, what we're discovering now is the power of the human heart, the power of our ability to love, the power of our divine nature. This is the new renaissance that we're entering into. As of 2 days ago, June 24th, with this Uranus-Pluto square. So we're looking now at the potential of what these energies are bringing forth. And a square is when two forces oppose each other. Something has to move. And something has to move to the next level because it cannot stay in that configuration. It forces, so to speak, movement. It forces motion. It forces action. So it's important to be aware of knowing that when you feel stuck, take action. Take a step forward. Bake a loaf of bread for your neighbors. You know, call a friend. Smile. Do something. These planets compel us to take action in the direction of love, in the direction of light. And as we take action, then we're able to experience and feel our own power and the power of the heart, and that the power that love has to heal the planet at this time. And what the planet and what everybody on the planet needs more than anything is the power of love, not kind of a passive love where somebody else is going to take care of things or we're going to wait for something to happen. This renaissance, this astrological configuration has to do with the experience of feeling as co-creator beings how we can change the world around us, how we have the power to change the world around us through love. That's what this particular renaissance is about. So given the fact that there's many critical issues on the planet that we're facing right now, it's important to identify what qualities that we're working with and how we can work with these qualities during this time, and to know what's happening to the world around us and how we can affect the change and how we can use these energies to move into the experience of an evolutionary leap. So we also have Pluto. We talked about this before, but Pluto went into Capricorn in 2008, and it's going to be there till 2024. What does this mean? Okay, Pluto, we talked about the Uranus-Pluto square. Pluto is the planet of the subconscious, that which we bury, our deepest, darkest depths, maybe the depths of the ocean, that which maybe we haven't seen or we don't want to see. So, Pluto in Capricorn has to do with truth. It rules truth and debt, like money. So you see all these big institutions, these big financial institutions that have been basically usurping money for themselves and being out of integrity. All that's being seen right now. So Capricorn is an earth sign. So it's how do we walk on the earth in truth, and how do we, in truth and freedom. So that's the Pluto and Capricorn evolution revolution. How do we walk in truth and freedom rather than lies and deception, which creates this heavy burden of debt for people, for countries, however that shows up. So that's another important astrological influence that we have right now. So when Pluto and Capricorn meet, there's always a giant struggle over control of resources. Who's going to control the resources? So in 2008, when this conjunction first happened, we had a financial crisis. And so when we've seen this before, the first time that we saw this, that this was tracked by the astrologers, was in the 700s. 778 to 795, and that's when Europe was carved up into territories, and that's when the hugely powerful Vatican Bank, that was the seeds when it came into being. So it's important and it's interesting to note that during this time, that those seeds that were planted way back then, a long time ago, 700s, are now being unraveled, and the scandals around the Vatican and the sex scandals and everything. So we are, during this time period, we are undoing a lot of past karma, so to speak. So maybe sometimes you might feel heavy or frustrated or depressed or whatever, but don't take it personally. Your light, your love, your meditation during this period of grace, this portal of grace, it's kind of the great undoing as we move into the light. So those are some really important perspective to have a sense of how much is being undone so that we can create the new at this time. And we've got Uranus, the planet, it's an outer planet, the planet of changes. It goes into Aries every 84 years, and we have that alignment. So Aries is the beginning. What's new? How can we create something new? So out of seeing what hasn't worked in the past, 2,000 years, we can say, okay, what will work? So this is a whole new cycle of innovation. So this is what we're looking for. How can we meditate on doing something new, doing something different? And how can we identify with this reality? I think somebody else needs a star six. Something's creating an echo. Okay, thank you. So what we're looking at is creating a sustainable world. We're looking at organic farming, protecting the species versus chemical farming. That's one example. So I just had to do something about that echo. Okay, good. So that's an example. And we're talking about alternative natural healing as opposed to pharmaceuticals and only recognizing the pharmaceutical industry as controlling healing. We're looking at sustainability, saving the resources we have and controlling growth, how we grow. So these movements were initiated in the 70s and went underground and temporarily seemed like they lost out to big industry. But now, again, just like what happened in the 700s, they're coming back. So we have a business of renaissance with the astrological configuration. So we've also got Cancer conjunction Venus, and this has to do with Cancer is in this. So how can we nurture beauty on the planet? How can we bring a nurturing environment for people to live in? Cancer is the home. How can we make the planet a beautiful home for everyone to live in? So what we want to focus on in our meditation and in our thoughts and in our lives, because we know that thoughts are things, powerful beings, we want to meditate on how we can create a beautiful life on the planet for everybody. And we've got that, we've got the Pisces and Neptune, which means that what's happening now is we're focusing on spiritualizing matter. So how can we create a planet that's based on spiritual values, love, light, beauty, distance? So those are the main highlights of what we're focusing on creating during this transition from the Pisces to the Aquarian age and from a planet that's moving into a downward spiral, into destruction, into a planet that's ascending. So we're going to talk about what it means to be an ascended master. So everybody's creating all the time. Every human being, Yuma, light mind, is creating all the time with their energies, with their thoughts, with their feelings. So learning how to be a master of that, and the ascended master has to do with how we work with our own thoughts and feelings all the time. We're living on the planet during a time of ascension, a time of moving into a higher density vibration, so to speak, to move to the fourth density, the fifth density, and beyond. So as an ascended master, what we're doing is we're working with the law of life. We're working with that which nurtures and gives life, not that which destroys and takes away life or exploits the planet or other people. And when we know how to work with the substance of life, the etheric fields, the ethers, then we do create a planet of abundance and abundance for ourselves. So it's not a scarcity model. It's a sustainable abundance model, being an ascended master. So that's what we've been working with for those that haven't been on the call before. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. So just go ahead and take a breath and keep filling up your heart and feeling your heart connected to everybody on the call. Go back to So we're living in a world where once we know the way that the universe works and we can get in alignment with the universe and we experience that we're part of the whole and how we affect the whole, how we affect the hologram, which has to do with the sixth dimension or sacred geometry. Once you understand that you are Source, you are created by Source, and the Source is inside you, and you feel that you are moving with Source frequency, now you are moving with the sixth dimension. You're a piece of the mandala of sacred geometry that creates the world around us. So that has to do with the law, the eternal law of life. It means that we're moving into the frequency where we're aware that we live in a universe that's alive. We live in a galaxy that's alive. And we are part of that. We're not an isolated planet. And I think somebody else needs a star six, because I'm hearing like heavy. Car noise? Did you get star six? Somebody's driving? Thank you. Good. Okay. So, when we connect and work with the eternal law of life, what this means for us is we breathe life in, and the first step to connecting with the eternal law of life is that we realize that we have Source energy inside of us. So what we're doing right now as we move into 2012 and beyond is that we're gathering up that Source frequency and consolidating it and feeling it and working with it inside ourselves. So we've been trained in our culture to look outside of ourselves for gratification, for other people maybe to be a certain way. But the way we begin, the first step of aligning with the eternal law of life is to focus inside and feel that there's really that the etheric field around us is just a pure field of consciousness, and we're actually directing this field. So the way we feel that is to go inside and feel our own light inside our own beings, inside our own bodies, inside our own psyches, and we breathe into that, and we breathe into our hearts, and allow that love to come into our own feeling state of being. And then once we can do that, then we can start to feel how to be aligned with the planet, with the earth, with the people around us. We can start to move into a rhythm of harmony. But the rhythm has to come from inside out. And then the second part of moving with this eternal law of life is purification. So that could mean that, you know, maybe you are eating some junk food or something and you notice like, oh, I don't really want that, I don't know, heavy food anymore or meat or whatever it would happen to be. So that the more we are in a more pure state, the more we can receive the directions and the alignment with the divine. So we have to be in a more pure state to feel that connection. And then then the third thing that happens is we move into that frequency of divine love. So as we've talked about before, we're part animal, part human, and part divine. So this period of time, this evolutionary revolution, is about experiencing our divinity and knowing that we are divine co-creators. So those are the three parts to attain the alignment with the law of life and move away from what's been planted in the culture, which is the law of chaos, things dissolving and disintegrating. Then once we're able to do that, then that's the first step. Then we open up a space or a portal into which we create an opening or a void or even a vacuum, and then the gifts are given to us from the divine, one from the world around us, whether it's just any synchronicity that I'm sure you've all noticed, then little things start to pour in that support you on your journey, on your path, and then you know that you're on the right path. So this is the bridge. This is the rainbow bridge that we hear talked about that connects our inner selves, our I am presence with the I am of the divine around us. Then we know that we're part of Source. So it's the I am, I am. And we move into the stream of energy of the I am presence, where that begins to expand. And if that I am presence expands out, then we connect with the world around us in that way. And then we move into the field, the frequency field of the fourth and the fifth and the higher dimensions. So that's the key to take us through the portal of grace into the higher fields. And then as that begins to happen, karma and human mistakes begin to get corrected. So the period we're in right now that we're being forced to deal with this square, is a correction. So we could also say we're in a time of correction. So you can see, like, all of a sudden there's big corrections, like I said, like the banking system or whatever. So we're in the time of getting into correct alignment so that we can experience the divine on the planet at this time, that Pisces-Neptune space. So what we want to do is just allow that door of our own divinity to be opened so that spirit, the Neptune, the Pisces-Neptune energy, can fill us and expand out. So when we're in the consciousness, the lighter density of the fourth dimension, we start to experience the unity of the field of consciousness. So then we release those feelings of feeling so alone and so isolated and all those things, and we begin to move into a greater synergy with that field. So whatever meditations you do or frequencies that you vibrate at this level now actually begin to change the world and bring the light of consciousness to the world, which takes us to the second law, which is the law of light. So the first law is the one we just talked about, the law of life, L-I-F-E. The second law is the law of light, and it's the law of light that maintains order, peace, and perfection. So this is how creation happens, is through light. So we can manipulate light as creator beings in different ways. We can water gardens and grow flowers or a million things that we do. But it's through something that adds to the light that creates an ordered world, a peaceful world, and a world that's created in the image of the perfection. So that's the second law to pay attention to, is the law of light that we're creating. So once we feel our inner light, then we can manipulate the world through connection with the light. And then we start to experience that man is a creator being, and we never stop creating. We're always thinking, we're always creating. So again, we move back to that, into like starting to maybe meditate or watch our thoughts, so our thoughts can become more pure, and so that we can be aware of when we're creating in harmony with the divine or when we're miscreating. So we're building on that right now. This is the revolution that we're moving into, so that we can move into experiencing the wings of our soul, and feel that we're flying and that we're not just dense, heavy creatures that are trapped on the planet. It's the freedom that our spirit can soar that people crave, the planet craves to move into. So this can be a planet that nurtures and supports. Remember the Venus Cancer conjunction, so that we can feel that freedom and other people can feel that freedom. And then the third law is the law of love. And again, as I said a minute ago, if we're not coming from a place of love, then what happens is the law of chaos, where things start disintegrating and falling apart. So we do at this time want certain things that aren't working to fall apart, but we want to replace them with the feeling of the law of love, what is going to work, what is going to make sense. And I was just talking with a client in England, in London the other day, and it's my experience when I work with different people that what we do is we look at everybody in numerology has five numbers, so we look at the karma number. I look at the karma number and see the past life imprints, and a lot of times people have the feeling of, oh, I can't move forward, I can't do this, I can't do that, and they don't know why they have those feelings. So when we look at the karma number, we can dissolve the karma right away and let you know that this is the time that you can move forward and bring your creations onto the planet. So a lot of clearing has been done on the by other energies, whatever we want to call it, to clear the way for you to move forward. And when I was talking to her, she has a beautiful, beautiful idea of wanting to create clothing, making clothing for people in a way that's more cooperative and really takes care of some people, women in poor countries, and have it be a way for them to make money and sustainable. But she is running into some resistance with, quote unquote, you know, the corporate model. Like, people are telling her, oh, you'll never be able to, you know, set it up that way. So this is an example of, we just worked with releasing her so she could feel safe to walk on the earth, because there'd been other lifetimes where she'd been stopped, basically killed, by people that didn't want her to express her power on the earth. But this revolution, evolution, is about the power of love, about moving forward in love. So it's a new time to, again, step forward and know that this time the earth is ascending. We are moving to a higher place, and your projects and your plans can succeed. We're in a time of a portal of grace, where our sun is lined up with the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy. And that only happens once every 26,000 years. And this creates a strong portal of light. So you may have heard or felt the sunspots activities and all these different eclipses we've been having. So we've been working a lot with that on the calls. And you can listen to the other calls if you want on the KundaliniBliss.org site, where we review some of these different configurations. But this is every 26,000 years. We have an opportunity, as told us by the Mayans and many mystics and seers, an opportunity to make a quantum leap forward. We have a moment to get out of that frequency of having to work through our karma, that feeling of drudgery, that feeling of being held down. So what it is, whatever it is that you feel has stopped you from moving forward into something that really makes your heart sing, just feel the power of the sun, the power of the planet, the power of love. That's what this revolution is. And let it come into your heart. Just sit outside and breathe and feel the warmth of summer. Feel the warmth of the sun on your face and on your heart. And feel that you're aligned with the central sun of our Milky Way galaxy, which is where the portal of grace, the pure energies from spirit, from source, from creator, come through directly into your own heart. And when you can feel that connection with source into your own heart, and then send that feeling down into the earth, into the center of the earth, into the Gaia, into the mother that's nurturing all of us, and let it come back up to source. Now you're fulfilling your purpose, or part of your purpose, to be here as a lightning rod, as a transmitter, as a transceiver, as a receiver of these new frequencies. And it's up to us, it's up to you to vibrate at these frequencies and bring this field of ascension into being on the planet at this time. That's the main purpose for being here at this time. And it, of course, it shows up in many, many different activities in many ways, but understanding the core essence of your main purpose on the planet at this time, and to know that as you vibrate with these ascension frequencies, with the power of love, and hold that no matter what the situation is on the planet around you, in your own mind, or in your work situation, or with your children, or whatever that happens to be, the more you can work with consolidating the power of love in your own being, and the frequency, hold that frequency in your own aura, in your own field, the more that you're contributing to this quantum leap in evolution that we're experiencing right now. So that is basically what we're working with. And as I said, there's a lot more information on the calls on the Kundalini Bliss website, and I do work with people privately, so if you want that, you can email me and talk to me at the beginning of the call. And right now we're going to do a meditation for healing. This has to do with the purity. We talked about moving into the law of life, moving into that frequency of purity. So what does pure life feel to you? And these sounds, the awe sound, opens up the heart chakra. So it goes up the sounds go up the heart, go up the chakras, ra, ma, da, sa, se, so, hung. So you can chant these in your mind, or you can chant them out loud. And we meditate together as a group to bring these beautiful energies of love into the field, our auras and the field of Gaia, Mother Earth, and to help her ascend and everybody on the planet to heal and move into these Neptune Pisces spiritual energies at this time. Inhale. Pull the breath up, open your heart, lift up on your diaphragm. And exhale. Let all the power of all that love and healing go out to the planet. And breathe it back in, and breathe it back into your own heart. Until you feel that connection between your breath, your own heart, and the earth, so that you're feeling that you're breathing in alignment, in attunement with Gaia, with the earth, and with these higher density frequencies that are circulating the planet at this time. Beautiful. And then we're all breathing together, circulating the power of love, the new renaissance. The Uranus Pluto, the first of Uranus Pluto squares, which happened on the 24th, 2 days ago, between now and 2015. This is what we're anchoring in, the power of love. The summer of 2012 is the power of love summer. We have the power of love summer. Beautiful. And if anyone's there and they would like to share what they feel or experience or have any questions, we can have some sharing, a few moments of sharing before we close for today. And then we have a call where people share, and the support call originally started as a call for goddesses on Thursday at 4 California time and 7 Eastern. East Coast time. Beautiful. So is anyone there that would like to share anything? Or you can go ahead.
Satnam, it's Ramsiri Kaur.
Ramsiri, how is solstice?
Was so good to meet with Shirita Lisa from our group.
Oh,
I think that if we manage to have a group get together, it would be just wonderful to have
all of us
in the same space. Just so amazing to be with her. We really are sisters.
That's so great. Wow. I'm so happy you got to go. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but I'll look forward to all of us getting together.
We will, Sadna.
Well, so good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pansiri. Wow. Back to solstice. Did anybody else that was on the call make it to New Mexico?
Yes, I did. This is Siri Libtar, Lisa. Sadna from Siri.
Sadna.
Sadna.
Where do you live, Lisa? Where do you live, Sarkar?
Salt Lake City.
Oh, wow. That's not so far away from California.
And during Tantric, I thought of you all. I was channeling the group, our Tantric frequencies. I don't know if anybody could feel it, but I was definitely sending some your way.
Thank you. Wow. I feel it right now. Thank you. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah, there were a lot of people there. It was pretty amazing.
Was it? How did it go with, did they have extra tents so everybody could fit under the tantric lines, or how did that go?
They extended the tantric shelter with a really big tent.
Oh, okay.
And it was actually quite nice because the back of it was open, so if you stayed at the back of the tantric extension, you could be in the stars. You could look up at the stars, and it was quite beautiful.
Oh, wow. What was the weather like?
The weather was really hot.
Oh, was it?
And really, really hot and windy. And we had to do a 2.5-hour blind walk, but fortunately a big cloud cover came in during the time we did the blind walk. So, you know, magically it was taken care of so that we didn't fry.
Right.
But the energy was wonderful. It was the Ether Tatsa this year, and I really felt a lot of times, not only during tantric, but a lot of other times I really felt like I was expanded quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that Ether Tatsa, because you just really feel the expansion in your heart and how important it is to feel that expansion. So, and you know, the line was where we are one, and that was, I felt that a lot during this tantric. So it was pretty cosmic.
Oh, that's so great. Thanks for sharing. Wow, beautiful. I can feel the energy.
And the other thing I'll share just briefly was that some of the information that we got in our classes was really just the same as some of the things that you've been imparting to us all year long. It's kind of like, I feel like a lot of the groups of that Kundalini Yoga community is sort of catching up to some of the things that we're talking about here. So that was really beautiful to experience that.
Oh, that's a beautiful synergy. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, your next year, maybe you can come too.
Oh, I totally wanted to go this year, but we had a little bit of a glitch in the holographic physical body program.
hopefully that's getting mended.
It is getting mended, and yes, I totally look forward to getting together, our group getting together many times, and being in New Mexico next year. I would actually like to go to Winter Solstice this year, so...
Well, maybe we can make that happen. I've never been. I'd like to check it out, too.
Yeah, good. Okay, we'll put that out there. Thank you. Wow.
So now I'm sure if you come, many people would like to have consultations with you.
Okay.
There seems to be a big demand down in the area that you offer help with.
Yeah, that was my, thank you, I appreciate that, Pamsari. That was my original impetus for wanting to go, is that Sri Singh said, Yogi Bhajan came to me and said, go to Solstice, there's people that need you. So I'd like to go for myself, but I would really like to go. So let's put out the intention that we meet at Winter Solstice, those who have a desire to be there. I would like to be there. So thank you, I appreciate that, Pamsari.
And it's a nice way to see the master come in a form of a cloud. Because as we were chanting the last meditation, which was long, I concur, 52 minutes, that cloud formed. So, and then, you know how she mastered the element of the water.
Right.
So the cloud formed, water stopped dripping a little bit from the cloud. I opened my eyes and I see his wife, which was full of love, coming there like to meet her husband. It was such a beautiful moment. It was like, wow.
Wow.
What a love between those two.
That's so beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it usually rains at the end of tantrics, right? Clear the energy. Nice, thank you. That's so beautiful. Anybody else like to share? Anybody else there? Anybody else like to share anything they felt today or questions or... things that you want me to talk about in the future that you would like to know more about? Otherwise, we'll just keep going with the astrology. And today I wanted to cover some of the basics, the laws of ascended mastery that we're working with. So we kind of had an overview of what we know we're working with. Because for those who haven't been on the call before, we were told, I don't know when it was, a couple months ago, that we are the ascended masters in training, so we're working with what that means and how we can move into that next level of mastery, right? Okay. Well, it's been great being with everybody today. And again, I'm available for consultation. And you can talk to me on this call or email me. And we have a Shakti Activation Yahoo group. So if you want to go to the Yahoo group, and we have a couple of Shakti Activation Facebook pages. And I look forward to continuing to synergize with everybody in the field and the power of love. So thank you, everybody. Let's chant one long Sat Nam, the power of truth. Sat Nam. I think we need two more of those. Okay, thank you, everybody. We had a little bit more of a choir effect at the beginning of the call, but that's good. We put the energy out there. That's what matters. So, Sat Nam, thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you on Thursday or next Tuesday. So until then, we'll all be together in the field of love, and we will keep spreading the light. Thank you, everybody. Sat Nam.
Thank you.
Sat Nam.
Satnam, thank you.
Thank you. Satnam.
Bye.
Hey, what's going on, man? That's all right.